Welcome to The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Cameron is out. Carmen is in a surprising reversal this weekend. Interim Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is now one of the three finalists for the permanent chief of police position. Remember, she initially was not included on that list of the final three, but that changed when one of the original finalists, Cameron McClay, withdrew his application. McClay has agreed, apparently, to take a different job with the Seattle Police Department, assisting on reform efforts. We'll explain all of this now with the able help of the city reporter with Crosscut, David Croman. Welcome back, David.
Thank you.
So, not all of us are familiar with this story. So, will you catch us up, first of all, on the news of this weekend? What was this reversal about?
So, a few months ago, this group of, over the last few months, this group of 25 people has been searching for a replacement for Kathleen O'Toole as the permanent head of the Seattle Police Department. This group of 25 people returned five names, including Carmen Best, who was the second in command under Kathleen O'Toole. But then there was this sort of separate group of mayoral appointed people who whittled that five down from three. And when that happened, Carmen Best was cut out of that three, which was sort of a big shock to everybody.
Why was she cut out?
So at the time, they said because they wanted an outsider. They felt like the reform efforts that have begun under the Seattle Police Department haven't gone far enough. And they said that they thought somebody from somewhere not in Seattle would be the best person to carry those forward.
And remind us what we mean by reform efforts.
So in 2012, the Seattle Police Department agreed to basically overhaul its use of force practices under a federally mandated consent decree. We're in this sort of wind down stage of that, but there's still sort of a lot of oversight that needs to happen to make sure that there's no backsliding. So at the time they said, well, we think an outsider is the best person to do that. But when they didn't include Carmen Best in those final three, there's pretty widespread uproar, both from inside the police department because she's been there for so long, but also among a lot of people in the community who know her and respect her for what she does.
And we say, yes, there has been uproar. Have we all been agreeing on the facts when there's this criticism of the police department and defense by the police department? Are we all agreeing on what's happening and why? Or would you say there's... You're a reporter following this. Have you been confused up to now?
As far as the police chief selection process? Yeah, I mean, it is confusing because the search process was rolled out that here's this group of 25 people. They're going to give a short list of names to the mayor, and the mayor is going to make the final decision. And that seemed pretty straightforward. But then there was this complicated second tier of people who were not on that original search committee that made this decision of five finalists down to three. And so that was very confusing to people. Who are these people? How are they making these decisions? So I think you had a sort of twofold backlash. One, people genuinely do really like Carmen Best, so they were upset that she was not included. But two, she was excluded in what people saw as a fairly non-transparent way.
Yeah. And then on Saturday evening, Cameron McClay, who I think was widely regarded as a front runner, I think was considered a very strong candidate, withdrew his application. Why was that?
So the exact reasons for why aren't entirely clear. The Seattle Times reported recently that he, even just a week ago, seemed to still be very interested in this job. But on Friday, he and the mayor, Mayor Jenny Durkan, began having conversations about sort of a different role for him rather than police chief. And so apparently those talks went well for both of them, and he agreed that rather than be one of these three finalists for the permanent job, he would transition into some sort of reformer, overseeing these reform efforts in the Seattle Police Department.
Right. He's a reformer overseeing efforts, but these are contentious things to oversee the reform of a police department. If Carmen Best were to get the permanent chief of police position, who's reporting? I mean, obviously she's chief of police. Mm-hmm. If that happened, she's the boss of the reformer, right? Mm-hmm. So what would be so important about bringing in this outsider to answer to the police chief that we have?
Yeah, I think the sort of most positive spin you could put on that would be you get kind of the best of both worlds, I suppose, which is You have Carmen Best, who's got deep roots in the community. People know her. People respect her. She's got buy-in from the rank and file.
Mm-hmm.
All good things. But the concern that sort of eliminated her from the beginning was she was too entrenched in the Seattle Police Department to be able to make the tough decisions about reform. So, you know, again, sort of putting the most positive spin on it, you could see McClay's appointment as sort of bringing that outsider's perspective. He would report directly to whoever the permanent chief is, but he could say, you know, where I did it, I saw it this way, and sort of bring those new perspectives that you might miss from somebody who's kind of just been in the police department for 25 years, as she has.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. You have the, that sounds like some kind of dual role or something, but if, again, this is speculation, but if she were to be the police chief, it's not a dual role. You have chosen the insider as the boss, not the outsider.
Right. Yeah. And that's true. You know, I mean, I don't think that, you know, there are tons of people who report to the police chief and they all have very important jobs. In fact, there is an assistant chief right now whose job is sort of exclusively to oversee some of these reform efforts. So my question is, it wouldn't be so much how McClay would interact, whether there would be some sort of power battle between McClay and Best if she gets the permanent job. It'd be more sort of how he interacts with the assistant chiefs and the captains who are already there. I'm not really even sure what his rank would be, if he would be assistant chief or captain or or what that would look like. And I'm not sure that the mayor's office knows that exactly yet either.
Okay, David Croman, reporter David Croman, Crosscut. You described this the positive spin on what the Seattle Police Department setup would be. That implies there's a not positive spin that you have in mind.
Well, I mean, it's this whole Carmen Best episode was kind of a nightmare for the mayor's office, I would say. I mean, it was really met with a lot of negative coverage from a lot of different sides, and people were pretty upset. So I don't think it's a negative spin, but the more cynical spin would be they sort of realized that this was a screw up, and this is a way out. This is sort of a trap door, which is you get to bring Carmen Best back in while saving some faith to the process.
Right. So, by the way, how is Carmen Best reacting to suddenly being back as one of the three finalists for police chief?
She's thrilled, and that's a quote. She said the word. She's thrilled. I mean, she, when Kathleen O'Toole before her left her post, she didn't hesitate. Carmen Best didn't hesitate at all to say she really wants this job. At the same press conference that Kathleen O'Toole was stepping down, she said, "Yes, definitely, I'm applying for this job." And As her in her time as interim chief, she's made a ton of public appearances, giving talks, really being sort of a forward-looking face of the Seattle Police Department. I don't think she would do that unless she genuinely wanted this. And so when she was excluded from the finalists, she was very professional and didn't sort of let on any sort of disappointment. But it's hard to imagine that she wasn't genuinely disappointed. And because of the news over the weekend, she's kind of full bore ahead. She said she's going to do everything she can to make sure she gets the permanent job.
Okay, David, we're caught up now. And what's the next chapter?
Well, so all three are in town this week. One from Austin, one from Minneapolis, and then, of course, Carmen Best, who's here already. So they'll be out in the community making sort of public appearances. And the mayor is going to, now it's just on to Mayor Durkin. So we had all these committees and these search processes, but now the decision is on the mayor's and the mayor's alone. So she'll be interviewing with them. And I haven't seen a time when she'll actually make the announcement, but I imagine it would be fairly shortly.
The finalists are scheduled to be on KUOW, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so we'll see whether all that works out. It's all feels in flux now after this weekend's reversal that you've just learned about from City Reporter with Crosscut, David Croman. David, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.